Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
Good morning. I'm Mitch Tyke. A year after officially launching, the Milwaukee bike share company Bubbler Bikes has big plans for the future. The company's distinctive blue bicycles can be rented at 11 locations now, but the company plans on having 50 locations by the end of 2016 and around 100 by 2018.
Bubbler offers rentals in 30-minute increments for walk-up users and also offers unlimited 60-minute rides to members for a flat monthly fee. Many of Bubbler's members park near the intermodal station and bike into downtown for work.
Kevin Hardman is the executive director of Bubbler Bikes. He has been with the company since the beginning, and at one point he was its only employee. He talked with Lake Effect's Tyler Nelson about Bubbler's history till now, starting with its distinctive name.
We originally were on the name of Milwaukee Bike Share, and we realized in talking to a bunch of creative people around town that we had a larger opportunity to create something that was distinctly Milwaukee.
Sure.
So I'd actually modify what you said there. We think it's a uniquely Milwaukee word.
Sure. The Kohler Company in 1889.
That's right, yeah.
A guy invented it, and it was a great example of just like regional branding. The bicycles themselves, I've seen them. I mean, it looks like a big, heavy bicycle. What was the design like? I mean, it has to be, you know, it has to be built for a large range of people.
Yeah. So the bikes themselves aren't bikes that you can pick up at your local bike shop. They're specifically designed to handle people of different sizes. They're very comfortable. You're not going to break any speed records riding these bicycles,
sure.
That's for sure. They're intended to be easy to use. The only thing the user has to do is to adjust the seat post after they check out a bike. I'm nearly 6'4", and I can comfortably ride a Bubbler, and there's certainly plenty of users who are hovering around 5 feet tall, and the bikes are comfortable for them.
Sure. And are they single speed?
There's actually they're three speed. We found that the three speed was a pretty good range. There's a little terrain here in Milwaukee. You know, as you head up the east side or say head over to Marquette's campus, you got to climb a hill.
Sure.
But the three speed works really well. And, you know, again, the idea is simplicity for the user and ease. And we found that really works well.
And is that on like a mountain bike shift? Or?
Yeah. It's a handle shift, and it's easily indicated to folks. It's all internal. It's an internal hub, not to get too much into the bike weeds, but the gearing's internal, so it's easy for us to maintain. It takes a lot of difficult weather pretty easily.
Sure.
We still have to continually maintain the bikes because they are mechanical devices. So we're
sure.
Making sure the tires are inflated and the brakes are nice and tight. And when something does happen, people give us a ring. We are able to lock down any bicycle in the network. So if there's an issue, people just call us. We lock it down. We send our crew out to grab it, make sure it's well maintained.
And how many maintenance workers do you have on the
It's been very exciting. You know, a year ago, I was the only employee of the organization.
Oh, wow.
And we now have two other full-time staff and an additional 9 part-time staff who are maintaining the bicycles. They are helping out with customer service. They are balancing the network to make sure that a station is neither too full or too empty. So it's been really exciting in these last months to see a growing team. And as we're expanding, having that team in place is obviously crucial.
Sure. So 11 locations right now. You launched
August of last year, we launched with 10 stations. Early this year, we put an 11th station on the ground at Brady and Humboldt. And what we announced a few days ago was 35 additional stations that we're going to put on the ground. That will get our network up to nearly 50 stations by, we hope, May and June of next year.
Kind of hoping for just about 100 by 2018?
That is our goal. We didn't pick that number. It's a nice round number, of course, 100.
Sure.
We didn't pick that out of the air. We look at systems like Minneapolis, their Nice Ride system, which was one of the first, if not the first system on the ground in this country in 2010, they now have 190 stations approximately.
Wow.
Now, they're 6 years ahead of us, 5-6 years ahead of us. But what's significant about 100 stations and beyond is density and scale. Again, we're creating a public transportation asset. And in order to do that, you need to spread out into Milwaukee neighborhoods, and not just Milwaukee neighborhoods. We are intently focusing on building a regional system here insofar as the innering suburbs of Milwaukee, Shorewood, and West Allis. So we're focusing on these first 4 or 5 years regional there. We, of course, hope to go to a St. Francis or a South Milwaukee in the future. But that 100 stations is what we think is a good starting scale. And when I say starting, you know, we have a 5, 10, 15-year, you know, horizon that we're looking out to build a very large network.
With Minneapolis kind of being one of the first to do it 6 years ago, starting now close to 190 stations, you said, we're finally getting some research back. You know, and I don't remember where I read it, but they did a study on just some women that wrote it like once a week, and I think it was an average of 4 pounds or something that they lost for a year.
Sure. Yeah. I've seen similar studies or anecdotes. You know, the fact is that I'm a big believer in the transformative power of the bicycle. I think it's a wonderful way in which to get around in a city or just anywhere. But in a city, it's that transportation option that's healthy too. You know, you're burning calories, as other more clever folks have said, you know, you're burning calories, not carbon. It's obviously an environmentally friendly way to get around. And, you know, not to get too high-minded here, but there's just something special about being on a bicycle in an urban place, in a wonderful urban place like Milwaukee. You just see the place differently. You discover things visually, sights, smells that you don't otherwise see.
And, I mean, they're not looking to change people's lives. They're not looking to convert people to, you know, just bicycle people.
No.
Most of all the trips are just 30-minute trips. You're looking to support people that want to get to another spot downtown or take a bike ride on a lunch break.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, you know, for our walk-up users, it's the way it's priced is $3 every 30 minutes of use. So as you cited a moment ago, this isn't an or situation. It's this or that. Cities are successful when there's a range of choices, and where we're fitting in is in providing a transportation choice that didn't exist before. And that's good for Milwaukee, and it depends on the type of trip you want to take. And it connects to when it's working very well, and we have small examples to cite now. But bike sharing works when it's connecting to transit, when it's connecting to other modes. We have a couple users right now who drive into downtown from the Lake Country, Oconomowoc. They park their car on Western St. Paul. They walk to the Bubbler station at the intermodal station, and then they're riding their bike in town. They now have an easy way to get into town. They don't have the parking costs that they had before. So that's really what we're excited about is having this connection to other modes of transportation.
Something different that Bubbler is trying to do, in order to really succeed, you want to go really into those lower income neighborhoods and get a lot of community backing behind it.
We are a mission-driven organization, and our mission is, to paraphrase, that we're going to build an excellent bike share system for all. And we take that for all very seriously. We intend to build a long-standing and valid and attractive transportation asset for Milwaukeeans. And we know in order to do that, we have to expand out from our downtown beginnings concentrically into the neighborhoods. And I would say regardless of the neighborhood that we're moving into, whether they be higher income neighborhoods or working class neighborhoods, we've got to make sure we understand what those neighborhoods want, where they want the stations to go, and what those barriers are in those neighborhoods to using Bubbler. One thing I touched on earlier was our pricing. We have, as best as we can tell, the lowest cost of entry of any bike share system in the country at a $3 ride. So that was a significant move for us. We wanted to price bike sharing similar to other transit like the bus. So that was one change we made. We've developed a program with the Boys and Girls Club. They have a great training program where they bring their students through an 8-week course. I believe it's 8 weeks to do bicycle mechanics work. They're working with a local nonprofit bike shop named Dream Bikes. We're working with both of them to create a feeder into the needs that we have for mechanics and to balance our system. So we've got 3-4 graduates of the Boys and Girls Club program. These are kids who are Milwaukee kids. They live in Milwaukee neighborhoods. We couldn't be prouder to have them on our team.
Sure. And it's nice that some local bike shops are getting involved too.
Yeah, and I think that bike shops, we've got really – we love our local bike shops. I'm a consistent personal customer of many of our local
sure.
bike shops. And I think that at least our hope is that they see that by getting more butts on bikes, we're exposing more and more people to bicycling, and we're growing the number of people that see bicycling as a fun, easy, and convenient choice. We've got some great partnerships, beginning with Wheel and Sprocket. They helped us assemble our bikes, and they've given us a tremendous amount of support. Coast and Bikes, we have a helmet program that we've developed with them. People who want an inexpensive helmet, we've also worked with one of their team members to weld and fabricate equipment that we need. So, you know, at the end of the day, we, just like them, are trying to build a more exciting and interesting and more vibrant Milwaukee. So there's some great teamwork there, not just with the bike shops, but, you know, businesses and organizations around the city. There's a lot of exciting things happening here in Milwaukee, and we're honored to be a part of a real large team that's working to move Milwaukee forward.
Sure. And I'm looking forward to seeing what you guys are going to do with the rest of this year. I haven't personally done a bubbler yet, but I plan on it. The basket in front, I just wonder if my dog can fit in it. do you have any stipulations? Do you have to wear a helmet when you do it?
We've seen a few dogs. It's not. We wouldn't advise that to put your favorite canine in the front. The baskets do, they are sized such that a small dog could fit in there. Please use it to go to the grocery store. They're nicely sized. So, it's a great to run to the grocery store to pick up small items. You throw it in the front there. We encourage people on the bikes and at the stations themselves to wear helmets. At the end of the day, we can't police people wearing helmets, nor is it the state law to wear a helmet. So it ultimately is a choice. We encourage people to wear a helmet, to bring it along. So we have plenty of regular users that have that helmet in their office, and they're throwing it on, and then out they go.
And of course, the bubbler bikes, they have to have lights on them, right?
There's a generator in the front hub that the lights are on all the time, whether evening or night. So there's a regulation red light in the back and a very, very bright front white light. So, there are lights on the bikes, so you don't have to worry about that. And it's constantly running. I've had many people tell me as I roll up in a bubbler at the height of the day, they say, oh, hey, make sure, you know, your lights are on.
You left your light on.
Yeah, you left your light on. And I have to point out to them, oh, actually, there's a generator that keeps the lights going. So,
sure. Kevin Hardman, it was great talking to you.
Yeah, thank you for having us. And thanks for featuring us on a show that I love listening to. So thank you very much.
Kevin Hardman is the executive director of Bubbler Bikes. He spoke with Tyler Nelson.